Yeah, this your boy Don Christian.
And this is your boy Frog, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio. Yeah, what's good? We back, y'all.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute, man. We had some things we had to take care of, but we're back, man, and we're going to do this, man. We got some interesting topics to talk about today.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to spin some more hot tracks for you guys.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, we're back. We had some good, you know, good reviews about the first three radio shows. You know, a lot of people were digging it, man, and we're just going to do this, man, just to glorify the kingdom.
That's right. And if you haven't got it yet, go to iTunes, type in Yada the King. That's YADADAKING. I forgot the H at the end of Yada, huh? It's all good, though. It's YADAH. And if you do that, iTunes will take care of the rest. Also, we're on yada.king.blogspot.com. And we got something new. If y'all want to call us, hit your boys up at 206-518-9910. Once again, that's 206-518-9910.
And just leave a message up on there. You know, we'll have a message up on there talking about whatever the topic is. You know, either you can leave a message about what the topic is, or you can give a request on what song you want to hear on the radio show, or check this out, or you can talk about, or just give us a shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
if you got
right.
something that you want to say, man, just shout it out. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to hear what you got to say.
That's right. You know, so check it out. Artists, shoot us your singles or whatever at yada.king@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. So look, today we're going to get into the topic called love versus lust. We're going to talk about what the difference is between the two. And how you can tell if somebody's really in love with you or they're in lust with you. All right? So that's how we're going to do it. Yada Da King. Let's get it popping.
You're tuned in to Yada Da King.
What's been going on in the world that you want to, you know, kind of share with the people a little bit?
Well, I'm pretty sure that everybody knows. I mean, literally, when this happened, I mean, 10 minutes after it happened, I got a text message. There's nobody that couldn't have known that this happened, but
I mean, it's crazy because
sure.
I was downtown and Cash was like, yo, man, this, but tell him what happened. I ain't trying to, you know.
Nah, it's cool. Y'all already know Michael Jackson died.
Oh.
And you know about the big drama, all this stuff that he had a heart attack at the age of 50. He was on his way about to do this 50 night tour overseas, man. He's like sold out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? This guy, the gross that he made off of that tour that was about to happen, this guy made in 10 minutes $500 million.
He got a major following, man.
I mean, 10 minutes to sell out like that. That was crazy. And I was like, man, that's wild. But, you know. Anyway, you know, back in the day, you know, I did listen to a little bit of Michael Jackson. I wasn't too big of a Michael Jackson fan. But, you know, I think that the biggest thing, though, is to realize not to be sad that he died. You know what I'm saying? And be like, oh, my gosh, King of Pop is gone. But to really worry about where his soul went. You know, mm-hmm. whether he received Christ or whether, you know, and how his family's doing and how his family's taking it. You know what I'm saying? I think I was searching one day on the South, and I ended up seeing something about Michael Jackson actually receiving Christ.
Praise God.
3 weeks before he died. Now, you'd have to actually be there to actually know. But, you know, you hear people say things. But apparently it was confirmed through, like, a couple of different people. Mary said something on one of their pages that, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, received Christ. And it was somebody else. I tried looking for the actual thing on the South, and I couldn't actually find it again. But so, yeah, man, my prayer is that, you know, actually Michael Jackson, you know, did actually give his life to Christ. I know it's possible. My wife's grandfather, Floyd Standiford, when he died, a week before when he was in the hospital and going through everything, he actually gave his life to Christ a week before he died.
Amen. And that's the important thing, man, that they give their life to Christ. Also, man, let's not get hung up on, you know, Michael Jackson died like that. I mean, it's a sad thing for anybody to pass away, but what we got to realize is one day we're all going to pass, man. And it's just, let's allow this to be a wake-up call for those that are not living up for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can, get your life right, man, and give it to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Give it to the Lord and then get it right. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Now you trying to clean yourself up first. So that's what it is, man. Mike Jack passed away. On another note, we got the ITM Awards in the building July 10th. What time? 7:30. Where's it going to be at? It's going to be at ITMlive.com. You can check it out for yourself.
Yeah. If you can't make it to the show, you can watch it live online.
Wow, really?
Yeah, okay, literally. And then that's not the only place. You can either go to ITMlive.org or you can go to Ustream.com.
Okay.
And they have a certain channel on there. I'm pretty sure that the easiest way is just to go to ITMlive.com. And view it on there, though. But yeah, 7:30 sharp, they're going to start filming.
Okay.
And you got to be online to go ahead and see that.
So what is the ITM Awards, for those that don't know? Real quick. The ITM Awards is the Pacific Northwest, the fourth award show. So they have artists from hip-hop, R&B. It's more of an urban, I would say, more of an urban award show.
Yeah.
For the artists that are out here, you mm-hmm. know?
I would say it's a... It's a BET Awards, but toned down a lot in aspect of holy hip hop and actually gospel. They just actually these past two award shows been actually recognizing gospel choirs, you know, traditional gospel choirs.
So they're trying to get it all in.
So it's about to they're widening out their horizons, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
They're broadening.
Broadening.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, man. Let's go to this song real quick. We got your boy Chase Sutton right here. We're going to drop one of his singles, Genuine Life. You guys got to be on this, man.
Yeah.
This song right here is called One Word. This is one of the singles from his album. Go ahead and check it out.
See, it took me some time to figure out what walking in faith was all about. What to do when I was feeling down and out. Whoa. See, I've learned, after all that I've been through, I've learned, when I'm feeling sad and blue, I've learned, who to turn to when there's nowhere else to turn. Oh God, how I've learned to put my trust in all you need is just one word from God to change your life. All you need is just one word from God. See, I got tired of my stressed out days, and I knew I had to change my way, so I casted all my cares and then I let them go. And here's the reason why I know. See, I've learned, after all that I've been through, I've learned, when I'm feeling sad and blue, who to turn to when there's nowhere else to turn. We'll be right back.
Look, we're going to jump into the topic today. I came up with this topic, you know, love versus lust. I sure did.
Really? Who texted you about who we should talk about love? And then you banked off me saying love versus lust.
Well, if he did that, I forgot. But check it out. See, look. Like I said,
it's all good.
We go down to the clubs and we minister to a lot of the people down there. And this, this one person I ran into, she was singing a love song. Or at least that's what she said she was singing. And she was like, yeah, I'm a Christian and all that. And you know, I don't really give out names. So that's not what I'm finna do. We ain't name dropping on here. But the song was all about lust. You know what I'm saying? And we just want to talk about what the difference is. Because I feel like some people are confused. What you think, E?
Very confused. I mean, you got people out here that think love comes real quick. You know what I'm saying? Or not even that. It's just their whole perception of love, man. They twist it and think that love is something that's used. Man, I don't even know how to really explain it. I just know it's twisted.
Yeah.
The cats has got this love thing all twisted. But yeah, man, you know me. I always, you know, when we on the subject, I always look up the definition of the word.
Okay, so what you got for love, buddy?
I got a definition here for love, and the one that stuck out to me, man, is any object of warm affection or devotion. And the biggest thing out of that was devotion. You know what I'm saying?
You got any more definitions?
Yeah. I got a lot more. I mean, strong positive emotion of regard and affection. I mean, there's like, you got the verb definition, have a great affection or liking for. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's what it is. Love is those things. But really, really, the thing is, it's a commitment. That's what he said. A strong devotion.
Strong
and I feel
devotion.
Like, I feel like that's very important, that it's when you have a devotion, that means you're committed to something. And most of the time, devotions are something that you do more than once. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So, with that being said, love is something that is not just going to happen instantly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's really what it is.
So let's look at it this way. We got love versus lust, right? So, we looked up the definition of love. Let's look up the definition of lust. It's very interesting when I looked this up. Okay? Lust. The first one that came up was a strong sexual desire.
Wow.
Now, the second one, now check this out. This is in a dictionary. Self-indulgent sexual desire. Personified as one of the deadly sins. Hey, bro, when I looked at that, I was like, wow. Okay, you know, the dictionary is sitting there saying this. So I'm like, that's okay. That's for real. Also, the verb definition of lust is have a craving, appetite, or great desire for. You know, so I went ahead and I looked up some scriptures, you know what I'm saying? Lust, You know what I'm saying? To have that desire, that craving, you know, for something. Looked up. Let's see what that scripture is, man. See, I got the iPod Touch in one hand, the iPhone in the other. Looking up this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Just one second. Oh, God. I said I got to look this stuff up, man.
Oh, my gosh. This guy, yeah. One day we're going to record it so you can see what we look like.
Man. I know, right?
But not today because it's mad hot outside.
And this guy got
I'm in a beater.
A tank top. don't call it the old school thing. My mother-in-law hates that.
I call it the devil beater. You feel
me? Devil beater, yeah.
You know? So that's what it is. But love versus lust. He said lust. Lust is basically, this is what I would say in my definition, and we're going to go into it a little bit deeper after this. Mm-hmm. But love to me is not self-centered. You know what I'm saying? Lust is self-centered. So if somebody's in love with you, they actually care about you and not just themselves.
Yeah.
When somebody's in lust with you, all they care is about themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're not worried about you. They can care less what your name is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to just say love and lust as far as just sex. But anything in life, you might have somebody that he's lusting for your job. Or somebody that loves the job you're into. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important that we know that love is more than just looking at yourself. It actually has everybody else involved. When lust only has one person. And most of the time, it's that person that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person he's thinking about. You know what I'm saying? So lust is a stingy cat. You feel me?
Let's take it to the Bible.
Let's go to first.
Let's start off with just love, okay? Because we started off with the definitions with love.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, and we're just going to start at First Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 4. All right. So if you got your Bibles, you know, your iPods or your iPhones, you know, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. And it says as thus, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. Now, unbecomingly, that word, a lot of people, they don't understand what unbecomingly means. Basically, arrogant.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different, you know, if something like, say, Keith was to hit the wrong note, and I look at him, give him a snarly kind of face. That's unbecomingly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
That was like, kind of unbecomingly, man.
You know what I'm saying. But does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. So basically, so far, what this is saying is that it's not selfish in a way. We're not focused on stuff for our own. You know, that's what love is not. It's not about itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. And we all know, and it's scriptural too. Now, all these things are saying love is this, love is that. But do we know what love is? What do people say?
Do we know what love is?
Yeah. What's the ultimate love? What is love?
To lay down your life. That's what the word of God says. Check it out. Let's see what my man GLS had to say about love versus lust real quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that lust is momentary. Love is longevity. And also to let you know that, you know, what would it be like if God lusted us?
Yeah, that's deep.
Where would we lose out in that if he just lusted us and not loved us? So, yeah, one life is GLS.
Man, hey, shout out to GLS, man, for leaving that message on the Yada Da King Radio message line.
That's right.
Yeah, if you haven't left a message yet, call it at 206-518-9910.
Yeah, and GLS, for all those that don't know who that is, he's from the town, the same town that I'm from. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't born and raised like I was. But, you know what I'm saying? GLS, he actually put me on when I was young, man. 14 years old, I was on his project. That's one of the first artists besides myself that I produced. And, man, that's what it is. So, GLS, man, thanks for that call. He said one thing that was real important, that love was not just momentarily, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said lust is temporary, but love is momentarily. So That's what it is, man. Let's go into another track right here. Right now, we're going to go to Thizzle's song, I'm a Rider. And check this out. This song didn't even make the album, so we got to see what the album's going to sound like.
Man.
I think it's going to be a monster. Thizzle was just up here in he wasn't in Seattle. He was in
Tacoma.
A surrounding suburb. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he was in Tactown.
Hey, but he was in, he was actually in Spokane. He was in...
He was on a Northwest tour there.
Yeah, he was on the Life or Death tour with God's Block.
God's Block in the building.
You know what I'm saying? With the homie Phoenix.
Yep.
The homie Cap Deuce. Three Nails.
Three Nails all the way from Australia.
All the way from Australia. He even actually brought some more people up here. Markia. He's actually, man, he raps, but actually sings too, man.
Australia, Mike.
I was digging it, man. Real deal.
So that's what it is. Let's go to this song real quick. I'm a Rider.
Yeah. Get it.
My personal opinion, I'm a Rider.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And spell it right. That's what it is. But, man, real talk, man, we're going to talk about Love versus Lust, the continued
version. We're going to get back into this.
That's right. We got a couple more callers, too, man. We're going to give them a chance to get into it, on it, man. And we appreciate all those that are calling. Much love to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
We got the homie Mega Man.
Mega Man.
He's leaving a message up on the line, man.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Rep your city and give us a call. Yeah. You feel me? That's what it is.
We got Pac-Man, too, on the line.
Okay, that's what it is. I think we got somebody from Tacoma. We got somebody from Kirkland, you know?
Yeah.
That's how we doing it. And Cass is blowing up our phones right now, man.
Yeah.
But it's all good because we on the radio show. Let's get it. Love versus Lust. I feel like Love versus Lust is very important to know because so many people think they're in love with somebody, mm-hmm. but they're really not in love with somebody. You know what I'm saying? And they get into situations where if a guy tells a girl that I love you, you know what I'm saying? That's just like the green light, and the dudes know that.
I know. Hey, it opens up a whole lot of doors to feed, you know, your temptations and stuff that you want. Yeah. You know, it's just like like you said, it's a key. by saying I love you, you know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, man, back in my days, man, I used to use that against people. You know what I'm saying? I would say I love you just to get something I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be something gritty or to ride somebody's whip for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or to get some money.
Mm-hmm.
I would use I love you like it was nothing, you know?
Why? Because once you use that love when you, first of all, love cannot be used. You know what I'm saying? Lust is used. You know what I'm saying? People use lust,
mm-hmm.
but you can't use love. Love, most of the time, it will use you.
Exactly, man. A lot of people, you know, I know this for instance, you know, I was in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And man, you know, I was, you know, this is back in the day before I was saved, you know what I'm saying? But whenever we would do stuff, man, I was so wrapped up in it that I was like, man, I love this. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, she was just so fine. Yeah. And I was like, man, I love this.
Yeah.
You know, I love you. You know what I'm saying? But really, what it was is by being with that person and doing the sinful stuff that we were doing, it was just feeding my lust.
Right.
And that's what I loved, was that because I had that addiction to that certain stuff. And so I just fed it. And I loved it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's why that's how I was confusing love and lust at the same, you know, at that time.
All right, let's go to a caller real quick.
The Bible says all that's in this world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So when we look at lust, there's so many different variations to it. There's so many different avenues and lanes you can travel down when you're in the arena of flesh, I should say. So when we compare that, those flesh, you know, the flesh, you know, the lust of the eyes, those types of things, to love. When we look at true love, God is true love. So if we look at God and we compare it to sin, you know, there's really no comparison. So the difference between them is, I would say, love is obviously the Lord. We can break it down even better and say, you know, when two people come together in holy matrimony, obviously it was just taken out of context so much nowadays. So true love, obviously, is found in the Lord. The Lord is preeminent. The Lord, obviously, is somebody who we fall short of. The Bible says we fall short of the glory of God. Obviously, the glory of God is moral beauty and excellence of character. So we fall short of that. But if God is love and we sin, then we can really easily define the definition between sin and God. That's really the difference between love and lust. So that's my short, you know, cliff note definition of love and my short cliff note definition of lust. One.
Yeah, good looking out to the man.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man from Tac Town.
Tac Town. If you ever talk to this guy face to face, he will let you know he is from Tac Town.
That's right. But real talk, what he was saying is, since we have falling behavior, since we have all fall short to sin, a lot of times our love gets confused with lust. And even our love at the best is lust. But the only way we can truly know what love is if we know who God is.
Exactly.
And that was good. Let's go to Hada.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl Hada, a.k.a. Hada Hot Song, calling about that love or lust, yo. And on the real, my pastor taught a class on that a couple years ago, and this is what he shared with me. He said it takes 18 months for you to even truly know if it's love. Because when you first get with somebody, automatically you're attracted and you feel like you're in love. But if a year and a half later you're still interested in that person and you're still with that person and you still love that person, 9 times out of 10 it could really be love. But even with that, you never really know because people change, you know. But on the real, nobody shows love like Christ. That's the ultimate display of love right there, when you're willing to give your life. So ain't no love greater than that. Holla back.
Thanks, Hada, for hitting us up.
Yeah, for sure.
She basically said that love will be defined through the duration of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
I can dig that. Hey, something I want to really bank off of what Don Christian said a little bit earlier, you know, is that you don't know love unless you don't unless you know God.
Yeah.
The reason being is I actually had to take that to scripture. You know what I'm saying? In 1 John 4:16, it says, "We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love.
Mm.
And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." So in order to really have that love, you got to know what love is. And that's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just really wanted to stress that and make that out there, because you can have a love for somebody, but it be a worldly love, which don't really mean nothing unless you have God, you know, wrapped up in that. You know, if you have God in your life, then you know what love is, because you have love in you.
Right.
So, yeah, I really felt like I needed to say that.
So that's what's up, man. Let's go to this song called Carefree by FOA. All right. Let's get it in.
Yeah.
I'm carefree. I ain't worried about nothing. What other people think of me ain't my business, no way. And I'm far too blessed to be stressed. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. So carefree, no worries at all. Nah. Present my savior, ain't worried about y'all. Nah. We gon' do it all from the window to the wall. Saved by grace, cause the Lord took a fall. Popping my collar, ain't tell the haters holler. If it ain't for God, don't bother. Nah. See me in a few, better give your boy some room. Ain't talking about a movie.
That's your boy FOA, and you're listening to Yada the King Radio. And we're back.
Boy.
You know, we're talking about the subject, love versus lust. You know what I'm saying? Just want to give a shout out to everybody. Thank you, you know, for calling in and leaving a message on what you think and what you feel love versus lust is. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for leaving a message on the Yada the King Radio Show. And if you haven't already, call 206-518-9910.
So that's what's up, man. Look, we're going to go to Galatians 5:16-17.
Let's get into the word, y'all.
And this is the Amplified version. It's always good to check different versions, y'all. That's why I want to just drop, all right? But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and the desires of the flesh, of human nature without God. And in other versions, the cravings and the desires is also going to be known to as lust. All right. Mm-hmm. It says, for the desires or lust of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that they are not free, but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. All mm-hmm. right. So it's very important to understand like that you cannot walk in love and lust. They're two different things.
It's like right? oil and water.
That's right.
You can't mix it.
Well, you can, but it's not cool when you mix them.
Nah, you know can't mix them.
Yes, you
Scientifically,
can.
You can't mix them.
Well, if you throw some water in some... Man, eat.
I'm telling you,
if you
bro.
Throw some water look, into a pan
you,
with oil...
Have you ever had science class?
Look, okay, look. You, look when you look, put water in...
They the, separate each other.
They will separate, but when you put water into an oil pan, it's going to pop.
That's Why? When it's hot.
Why? I'm just saying, so That's you can do it, but it's not a good thing to do.
Oh, I know that. You can set fire to that, but we're talking about in a bottle. Say if you put water and oil in a bottle, they'll automatically separate. You can't mix
Only
it.
When it's cold. Only when it's cold. Hey, but that's on another topic, man. He's acting. This is my dude, Frog. But check it out. So love and lust are like two different things.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're on... It's two different sides. You're good and evil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'll say this, though. Lust, if lust can be determined as a desire, there's nothing wrong with desiring the right things in that sense. Mm-hmm. But when your desires become self-seeking, I guess that's what we're calling, we're defining lust.
Yeah. Whenever it gratifies yourself or self-indulgent, when it has to do with self, period,
yeah,
that's when it becomes lust. When we go into when you're looking at, do you desire something for somebody else? You know, that's a selfless act. You know, and that takes a lot of love for somebody else to do that. And like we said earlier, that takes a lot of, you know, to have that kind of love, you got to have God in you. So yeah, man, let's go. Let's actually hit the hotline again, man, and see what some more of our callers have to say about this issue of love and lust.
Yo, 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 shout out to Yada King. This is your boy Q, a.k.a. Mega Man in the house. Yeah, Jesus Christ is King. You feel me? Man, love and lust. it's predicated on a selfish desire to have. And regarding to the sexes, exhibits an intense physical desire. You know what I'm saying? Lust is like an integral part of human nature, so... Just like Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So lust, you know what I'm saying, is kind of like covet, and covet is kind of like desire. Matter of fact, it's all the same. So it's like, when you lust, it's all about you. It's self-gratifying. So if you love, it's not self-seeking. Love is not self-seeking, so it's not about you. It's about somebody else. It's about God. You feel what I'm saying? So there's a big difference between lust and love. Basically, to sum it all up, lust is self-seeking. It's all about you, about the pleasures for you. Love isn't self-seeking. So, yeah, man, that's my little spiel on lust and love, man. It's your boy, Mega Man. I'm going to have to get off this spitting on now. Shout out to my guy, Keith, a.k.a. Servant, a.k.a. Don Christian, etc. You feel me? And shout out to my guy, Eric, a.k.a. Saul. God bless. I love you guys. So does Jesus. He loves you more. God bless. I'm out.
Yeah, thanks again, Q. Mega Man in the building.
My boy.
Yeah, we appreciate that, man. And that's cool, man. It's crazy that, you know what I'm saying, how that I just got done reading that scripture, and that's the next message that we put in. And, hey, that's what they call confirmation. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how we do it, man. Look, we're going to go to another song real quick. Let's check this one out, all right?
Yeah.
You see the way I change. New frame. Not who I used to be. Transform that. You should get used to me. You see the way I change. focus. It's all Christ, not me, no boasting. And let me show you how to do this, son. If you follow the old me, you's a foolish one. What's a Decepticon? Yeah, or a Decepticon. I get you for your last dollar, then an extra one. Christ changed that, you spit change. Right behind I'm getting changed, now I'm doing it to change cat. Folks see me, it ain't like he a thug. But I tell him look closer, cause I'm covered in his blood. I'm transformed, I don't do that there. You might see me in the street like, who that there? I walk in the spirit full of peace, full of love. Full of truth, full of Christ, pay the price with his blood. Now I'm all up in the word, used to be up in the herb. I'm a F-A-N-A, y'all know the word. Home. Yep. Feel the tick tock like a metronome. Okay. Beat, knock, is anybody home? Transform, so homie, let's get it on. Get it on. Cause man, I ain't the sis aim. Sister substitute took my place in the kiss aim. Yeah. Made me brand new and did it all in his this aim. Okay. Made me on the altar, the way I this aim. So baby, what it do, man? This is really insane. A sinner in my crew, to the Lord did his this aim. Went from dark to light like Mike without the piss aim. Oh. You might think it's me, but little homie, know that it ain't. So please believe the old me. Seeing me to see him instead. He's the king of kings, so every knee and head will need to heed and concede his head.
You see the way I change. Shit out, hollering at them girls in the schoolhouse halls, trying to bow ignorant to my flaws. Up into the low, put out that own pause. Yes, I was blessed to fall. Wasn't a dangerous cat, I'm trying to aim things point blank, range of cats. But still, things was wet, man. Let me get some things on my chest, like my chain was snatched. I'm one of these kids you can beat today. Come in and stand, we can flee away. Cling to his cross, believe that he raised. See the truth, see the light, you can see the way. See the way I change. New slide, new guitar, new frame.
New frame.
Not who I used to be.
I'm transformed.
Yeah.
We already know who that was. That was Tedashi, Lecrae,
and Trip Lee.
That's right.
Hey, that song goes hard, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that song didn't make the album, because that song is a beast.
Man, today we've been playing a couple songs that ain't made the album.
I
so,
know, man.
You know, that means the album's just got to be harder than that, okay?
Exactly. I'm like, kind of excited to see what that out. And if you didn't know, that album actually is out.
Yep.
It was out, what, the 26th of June?
May.
Yep.
5/26.
Oh man, I'm late.
So yeah, he's sleeping. Hey, but the album goes hard. Go ahead and pick that up, man. Tedashi. You can get it on iTunes. Another hot album, since we're talking about albums, you know what I'm saying, is that Victory. Man, this guy's album was doing ridiculous on iTunes.
I hear that. I see it in what is it, Jet Magazine? It's like number 2.
Come on, man. This guy is an independent artist. He does a lot of this stuff independently. You know what I'm saying? He got a couple people around him, but he doesn't have major distribution yet. But he's doing his thing, man. And shouts out to Vic.
To be number 2 on the gospel charts on Jet Magazine, dog, that's big.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's doing some crazy things. Dude had like 1,000 cats at his release party. Victory. You're showing us independent artists how to get the job done.
Hey, another independent artist, man, that I know is out there doing his grind.
What's that?
Is Only One Wiser.
Only One Wiser.
This guy, I was talking to him on a personal tip. This guy told me in 5 months, this guy is almost close to getting 20,000 albums sold.
Yeah, all at the Walmarts. That's my guy,
hitting
too,
Walmarts,
man.
And swap meets.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This guy be on the Christy grind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what he called it, Christ grind. Matter of fact, let me see what he got to say. He hit us up. Let's see what's good.
God with his family roots.
Just calling in to show that Christ love to y'all. Much love to the homie from. Much love to the apostle servant, a.k.a. Don Christian, a.k.a. This here is Only One Wiser. Give my love and support to the two of y'all. Continue doing what you're doing for the kingdom. Very proud of you guys. And continue. And continue. Gone like I was never here. And keep it Christy. Christy experience.
That's my boy, man. Only One Wiser. That guy always be having me cracking up. His lingo is off the wall.
Off the wizard. Hey, we're going to have him on the show pretty soon, too, man. So that's what it is, man. Only One Wheezy. If you're trying to get on the building in the show, let us know. And we got you. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's what it is, man. Let's go to one more caller real quick. We got Pastor Harold Franklin. You know what I'm saying? This is actually my dad, man. So I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank God for the time he put in to just hit us up. So let's check out what he had to say.
Hello, this is Pastor Harold Franklin from New Creation Christian Center. I was calling in on the subject of love versus lust. I think it's a couple things that you have to look at. Number one, love is a selfless thing and lust is a selfish thing. When someone loves someone, the idea is giving. The Bible says in John 3:16, the most memorized verse in the Bible, that God so loved the world that he gave, whereas lust looks for opportunities to take. However, in its purest sense, lust is really just a strong desire that is controlled by the flesh, but in actuality, a strong desire or a passion under the direction of the Holy Spirit is something that would be okay, but because we are born into sin, that's a very difficult endeavor. We have to submit all our passions to the Holy Spirit, and then he will direct that passion. So anyway, that's my take on it. So God bless you guys at Yada Da King, and have a good evening.
That's what it is, yeah. Man. My dad's really proper, you know. He said, God bless you guys. Hey, yada that kink. Hey, no, that's what's up, man. Thanks, Pops.
Yeah.
Hey, that's really what it is, man. Love is, as he said,
selfless.
Selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And lust is a strong passion.
Selfish.
And since we live in a world that is so corrupt, it is impossible to have a strong passion without God that is actually love. That's what he was saying. Mm-hmm. So the only way that you can have a strong passion that is godly is through having God. As Eric read earlier, he read the scripture that said, you know what I'm saying, if we know God, we know love. And that's really key, man. So what's good? You got something to say real quick?
God is good, man. I mean, I'm just digging on all this feedback that we're getting from all the callers, man. Again, I want to thank everybody for calling in and leaving a message.
Yeah.
And giving your input on the topic. You know what I'm saying? Just want to just give a big shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. God bless y'all.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play one of my man Frog's favorite songs right now. If you don't got your SPF on,
yeah,
get it on. You know what I'm saying?
Get it on.
It's your boy Humble Tip featuring K-Drama.
My boy D-Mob.
And D-Mob. Look, this song goes hard, man. Summer, if you feeling the summer, if you want a nice banger, here it is.
Yeah.
SPF.
Oh, man. I think we got a banger right here. Especially during the summertime. Drama. Mob. Help me out.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn. Hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn. SPF on, my SPF strong, my SPF lasts long. In fact, it lasts for all eternity. I went to the infirmary so that hell won't be burning me. Jesus told me I only needed one application. Why folk go to the altar 20 times for salvation? As if the first time wasn't good enough. They be on that I lost my salvation stuff. As if
they can lose it, as if they can earn it. We can't earn SPF, that's what I am learning. So it's not that they had it and that it went to waste. The issue is they never had it in the first place, because they didn't believe inspired by peer pressure. Cause she saw the church mothers giving her obscene gestures. You wanna prevent fire? You need that name brand. Christ lived a perfect life and died for your sins and rose again. Damn.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was on. Hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was on. Hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
Shame, shame, feel the pain, pain. If you never call on the name, name. Gotta mentally, mentally train, train. What you putting, you putting your brain, brain. I ain't seeing the flame, flame. Can't let my walk if they go down the drain, drain, drain. I got my salvation, so now I come up with these different ways how I can lead you to Jesus, cause he can bleed us. So I shut up on me, I'll die. It just I mean physically, soldier. I fight the good fight like in Timothy. Reading and fasting and praying is a remedy to get the victory over the enemy. I don't know about you, but I'd have been down, lost my mind. But Christ ain't give up the mission and leave his cross. Now that's an example that's difficult to find. But can't worry, he encouraged me to stay on my grind. So BKD and TIP want you to see that he be the living God. He can work through you like he worked through me. We all stand together to help build his empire. Cause he the only one to offer salvation and prevent fire.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was on. Hell is on.
SPF, your tanning lotion's getting replaced. Slim, you need to turn from sin. Look at him, homie, see grace. How you gonna take hell, hell? You be sweating from a heat wave. If this is not a cliche, abort your boast. Or rotate over them fires like a big you will roast. And those good deeds did not help you, homie, not even close. You hit, hit, close.
Eat, eat, work, down the toast.
Don't be like most and Mary saying you need to file divorce. The father paid for your sin, call it child support. Without his payment, hell, hell is a place all sinners report. It's so, so hot, make Africa feel like a winter resort. His death created SPF, now that's a great truth. Send out praises, oh so high, we dress them up in space suits. Without Christ, you think it's caviar, but you will taste poop. Salvation prevents fire, get it from haste.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on. That SPF on, the veil was on, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on, cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on, the veil was on, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on,
got my SPF on.
Salvation prevents fire.
Yeah, that's what SPF stands for.
That song is hard. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. Hey, man, my man Humble Tip is doing a lot of stuff lately, man. Shouts out to Humble Tip. He's on his Grizzly, man. He dropped like 2 or 3 videos. Yeah. Like, quick. He's about to do another video for this new song he just came out with.
SPF, yeah. They're doing
and another doing, song. There's another song he just another came song? Out with. Hey, the new song he just came out with goes hard too, bro. So,
man.
Humble Tip is on his grind. His album is slated to drop in September. Also, another hard album that I'm anticipating is from one of, you know, in my opinion, one of the hardest Christian hip-hop groups ever. And that's my man's and them Everyday Process, Israel and, you know what I'm saying, Mac the Doulos. Album coming August.
August.
Yes. That's what it say on crossmovement.com. You guys, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Hey, that album's going to go hard. And also, the Truth's album coming
big
in like
picture.
2 weeks. And it's going to be a big problem for some of them people, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard a couple of the songs. You know, Wado, he got a couple of the singles. And I'm trying to catch up with Wado because he always got all the singles.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But Wado, you the man. Check it out. But he got these some nice music on there, man. And the Truth is a nice artist, bro. In my opinion, his last album, all the albums he came out with have been banging.
But you got to say, though, my favorite, I would say, would have to go down as a classic.
The Faith is a classic.
The Faith. That's what I actually got hipped on to Truth, actually listening to Faith, and blew my mind.
Yeah.
Bananas.
For them underground cats, I know they've been on him before that, but that's what it is, man. So go pick up these albums, man. These artists is working really hard, touring. You know what I'm saying? They got the Don't Waste Your Life tour going on, man.
Yeah, they're actually going to be up here, man, at Garfield High School July 24th. You know what I'm saying?
So pack that out. Yeah. You feel me? Let the homies know. You feel me?
That's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's like a couple of weeks. So that's what it is, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's get some people there, man, cause to come to support, man. Show them that Seattle got some squads,
and
some heads.
Them guys, man, you chop it up with them guys, man. They're real, man. They're real funny, too.
Yeah.
All them guys. But, yeah, man, so let's go ahead and get into this. What we got going on right now?
Man, we just chilling, man. How y'all? You know what I'm saying? Real talk. If you guys got any prayer requests, you know what I'm saying, you can hit us up 206-518-9910. Or you can email us if you don't like talking. Yada.king@gmail.com.
And that's spelled YADAHDAKING@gmail.com.
That's right.
You know, you can call the hotline if you got some requests. You know what I'm saying? A track that you want played. If you got some singles with some instrumentals, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We looking for some new music to put on the show, you know?
Yeah, if it's so banging, we put it on. You feel me?
You got some topics that you want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was listening to K-Drama's radio show, and the topic they had was very interesting. It was called Bible Myth Busters.
Mm.
And so they had a lot of Bible myths, like scriptures that or sayings that people said that a lot of people say were biblical. And they actually searched it and some of it and busted some of these myths.
Wow.
Like they were saying that one of them was cleanliness is next to godliness.
Mm.
Nowhere in the Bible.
Yeah.
But it's a... I don't even know. I don't even know. I'm not even going to speak on that because they had a long, like a 2-hour show about it. You know what I'm saying? About all these sayings that, you know, people say that aren't really in the Bible. That they just, you know, things that people will get from scripture or they'll twist it and come up with a saying.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying? Shout out to K-Drama, man. He's the homie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Doing it big out in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know? So yeah, man, and his radio show. But yeah, man, I don't know where I was going with this.
Anyways, man, so yeah, check it out. You can hit us up on Twitter too. You can catch me on Twitter at twitter.com/genuinelife. Add me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be letting you guys know when we're getting in the radio show.
Yeah.
When we finna drop some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? All the information, man. I mean, we just trying to build up y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Build y'all up and y'all build us up. That's what it is, exactly, man.
You can catch me on Twitter, too.
That's right.
Twitter.com/frog247, FROG247.
Spelled all correctly.
You know what I'm saying? So just hit us up, man. We be posting scripture. You know, most time encouraging words, you know. You know, we're not on Twitter always saying, you know, eating a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, or just get out the shower. You know, we try to use Twitter to encourage the body or even to encourage others, man, that might be following us. You know what I'm saying?
And if you don't got Twitter yet, get on Twitter, man.
Hey, Twitter's not that bad. I was actually opposing Twitter when Twitter first came out. I was like, what's the point? You know, actually, you know, my boy Don Christian, you know, he was like, man, you need to get on this Twitter, bro. I got on the Twitter, finally got it understood it, and I finally, you know, got how to use it, and I'm like, oh, this is the hit.
Man, he be on there all the time. Real talk, man.
Don't listen to him.
This guy be on there all the time. But check it out, man. We're going to get into this song by Future called The Body featuring Young Josh, K-Drama, and Fitzgerald. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Your Future. What up?
Yo, this morning
than just a feeling. Yeah. It's more than just a building. Yeah, we break down. Yeah. But yeah, we into building. We a body, you saint. Walk hard, don't faint. Yeah. We all different colors. Yeah. Going hard in the paint. Yeah. We raised from the dead. Yeah. Same since Christ bled. With no life in us. Yeah. Told us pick up our beds. Up we bed. A body, you one. We abide in the sun. Yeah. We fighting on the daily. Yeah. Though the battle is won. I pray for no division. Yeah. Look at our family ties. If a family's in need, what? Look how our family ties. Sometimes we conflict, yeah. But we aim to forgive. Yeah. Dying to our flesh, the only way to live. Yeah. Our foundation is set on Christ the architect. Yeah. We won't bend or fold, never. But watch our arms stretch to reach the masses. Man. It's all in Christ's name. Jesus. South, north, east, west, our vision's the same.
We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for us, it all changed. Today is tearing into me. The body, this ain't pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries. We going hard for the Lord, now until eternity. So wherever you at, just put your fist in the air, cause we the body, we in the body.
Ever since the Lord carried the old me in a body bag, a body built like Arnold. Don't care about nobody's swag, you still getting bodied up. No matter your body type, I'ma box you out so you can see the body of Christ. American Christianity needs a trip to the body shop. And these fatal repairs, it's missing things. Cause it got chopped. I go up in the temple. Females wearing body suits. I did a body count of 5th. Dead is in the body's troops. But there's many living holy. Still we getting body slammed by 5 o'clock news. So we putting on a body mic to amplify the truth. By hearing our body language, you can't stop the movement. That's why the body's gaining. Love will prevail, penetrating through the body. In your spirit, and it's not so very obvious. What happened to us in Philly, St. Louis, Cincinnati? United in the Lord, adding people to the family.
We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for us, it all changed. Today, it's tearing into me. The body, this ain't pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries. We're going hard for the Lord, now until eternity.
We gon' R-E-P him. We J-U-S-T-F-I-E-D. Cause we all tried to deny the one who died. But thank God it came inside and revived our hearts, so we're going to accept our pride. Tell me what you gon' do. Hundreds of cats with tattoos, serving the king of the Jews. Representing my whole clique, be bringing the good and bad news. And if he's Jordan, then we pippin' through every sister that dude. From UK to St. Louis, you can find us in every city. From Philly to Baton Rouge. Push the gospel heavy in Indy Bible College in West Virginia. I promise my God is getting this honor in San Antonio. We urban with Christ and they, so don't worry, we got plenty more. That's unashamed of the name that's written in Matthew 24. Deny the flesh so we can grow and pull the rest of someone's soul. We leading just to see the best of you. That's with the body.
We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for us it all changed, today it's tearing into me. The body, this ain't pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries. We going hard for the Lord, now until eternity. So wherever you at, just put your fist in the air, cause we the body, we in the body.
Tim, we the body. I don't care where you at. If you under the blood of Jesus Christ, then we family. Put the nominations to the side. We the body. Yo, put that on the t-shirt. Josh, drama, I love y'all.
That's what it is. Let's go to the Lace the Faith with LPV. Let's get it in.
Today's scripture is coming out of the New King James Version of the Bible, and will be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. And it reads, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And right there is just letting us know what God's view on love is and letting us know how we are to love. And just letting us know that love never fails. It endures to the end. And so basically we need to have love, and we need to love our neighbors as we want to be loved. So, all right, grab a hold of that and meditate on it and just run with it. All right. Yada da King.
That's what it is, man.
Say that then.
Appreciate that. That's my girl, LPV. Literally, that's my woman. That's my wife. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got to keep the wives in the ministry too. Yeah. So that's what it is, man. Hey, we had a great time talking about love versus lust. This is what we want to tell you. Walk in the spirit and fulfill love.
Yeah.
Walk in the flesh, you fulfill lust.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if you have God in you, you have love in you, and you know how to exercise that.
That's right. You know, so ladies, saying, take your time. Just because a man say he love you, or even on the flip side, men, if a woman say she love you, tell them to take their time. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, we're going to go out with this song called We Riding by Frog and Toad off their album, The Illustrations, coming in a couple of months. We're going to have a release date and information for you guys real quick. So this is your boy Frog and his wife. They get down, Frog and Toad, featuring Mega Man. Let's get it.
Every day we ride, overcoming evil with you, we try to yell that you can walk away.